Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching we're going to do is going to be on a subject about demons and how they work and how they get access to us. I trust you will enjoy this. At the end of the teaching, we'll have a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings free, but we're going to go into the teaching, and you hope you enjoy this very much in Jesus' name.
I think God come to heal every one of us. Yes, if we don't know this, if we don't know these things, then if we will still do it in love and do the best we can with what God has given us, then we can glorify God in what we're doing with our works. But I believe it's much better to walk healed and delivered than it is to walk sick and afflicted. Don't you, Jane? Amen. You know, so I am completely convinced of all the miracles I've seen God do. I think it's a lack of knowledge and a lack of faith. I realize now, you know, that most people in the church, I've had Baptist preachers come against me and say, Thurman, you mean because my Baptist preacher friend died at 40 in a wheelchair and been in there 20 years since he was a teenager, it was a lack of faith? I said, well, that's what Jesus said. That's what Jesus said. So they don't want to hear that because, you know, I mean, I know. I mean, the devil beat up on me for 45 years. And I don't know why the Lord started speaking to me 23 years ago, but He did. And He started showing me things, giving me revelation. And when I began to believe what's written in this book, instead of what they were teaching me in my church, I began to see awesome miracles. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to go to a home like Fred and Jane here and be able to take this word that I'm teaching y'all 3 or 4 hours later and pray over a lovely lady like this and see a woman that couldn't get up and walk across the floor to see her a year and a half later here and totally healed. And been healed ever since. And you're glad too, right, Jane? But you see what Jesus will do for you. See, He come to heal you. But you have to know it and you have to believe it. In fact, I'm going to tell you that the healing power of Jesus is already there. He's waiting for you to reach out and take it. It's yours. That word, it's in the Greek. When you start reading the Bible in the Greek, boy, it opens all kinds of doors. And you begin to understand great and awesome things. But in Matthew 8, let's go on now. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 14, and it's where I'm going to start. Matthew 8, 14. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, He saw his wife's mother lay and sick of a fever. And He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Now, what did Jesus do? What did He do to make her well? Just touched her. That's all He did, was touch her, and she was healed. So I want you to remember the things that Jesus done and how He done them, because they're going to be very important to us before the day's over. He touched her. And then it says in verse 16, when the evening was come, they brought unto Him many that were possessed with devils, and He cast out the spirits with His word and healed all that were sick. And when the evening was come, they brought to Him people that were what? Had demons. The Bible, this translation in the King James says devils. But you have any devils, is there? One. There's one devil, and his name is Satan. But now how many demons are there? Well, we don't know. Well, there is multitudes of those fellows. Now, I don't really know where those things come from. I've got my own opinions of those, and my opinions is that it was either the spirits of the people that died between the beginning and the flood, or it was the spirits of those that died between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. I think that that's where they really come from, that when God created the world the first time, who knows how many millions or billions of years ago when He created the earth, but when you read the whole Bible, you'll find out that He was very upset with the race of people that was here, and He turned the sun off, and He turned the world upside down, and He did all kinds of things. And I don't see any record where that's happened in the last 6,000 years. So I think that happened, you know, maybe who knows how long ago. But I think those people that were living on this earth at that time, when they were annihilated because God was so upset with their wickedness, I think when their human bodies were killed, their spirits is what's still running around loose on the earth. And since they're without a body, they're in control of Satan, the devil. He has control over all them with his spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies, which they fall under him. And he's the leader of this organization. the spiritual wickedness, which were a third of the angels that he deceived and he brought out of heaven with him, those powerful angels are in control of the demons on the earth, and they're transmitting and communicating power to those demons and telling them what to do, and they're going and tormenting the fool out of everybody that they don't know any better. And that's what we're causing all of our problems. Now, of course, I can't confirm all of that with Scripture, but that's my interpretation of where they come from. But all I do know is they're here. The demons are here. They're definitely here. Now, where they come from, I'm not 100% sure, but that's my interpretation. But we do know that when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were demon-possessed with demons, and he cast out the spirits with his word. How did he get rid of these demons? With a word. Remember how Jesus does everything. He got it done with a word, and after he got the demons out, what did he do? He healed the sick. The devils were making them sick. And then look in verse 17. It says, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now, we're not going to elaborate on that too much right here until we get into the atonement, but I want you to think carefully what that scripture just said. That scripture says that he cast out the demons and healed all that were sick to fulfill which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Himself, Jesus, took our infirmities and he bare our sicknesses. Now, if Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses for me, then I absolutely refuse to let them operate in my body. You see where I'm coming from? If he took it away, yes, sir. Of course, all sickness came from sin. You know, by one man's sin, which death and everything came in by Adam's sin, but by the one man, Jesus, all that was forgiven. But now we have to receive all of that by faith. And that's what gets us into a problem there, because we don't know how to fight the fight of faith and walk in faith, believing what is written. But when we take a scripture like this one, of course, which is many, one of many we're going to hit today, himself, Jesus, if he took my infirmities and bare away my sicknesses. Now, you don't know how many people that I have ministered to in the last 10 years that have been sick and afflicted or in a wheelchair. And I would read that verse to them and I would say, Nancy, Jesus, after 2 hours of teaching, Jesus took your infirmities and bare away your sickness. And she looked at that 52-year-old lady. Thurman, that's what my Bible says. That means that if he took my infirmities and bare away my sicknesses, that means I don't have to have them. I said, yes, ma'am, that's the way I read that too. So I said, now, Nancy, I'm fixing to cast that demon of hepatitis out of you, and I'm going to speak the healing power of Jesus into you. Then I'm going to command you to rise and walk in the name of Jesus. And when I do it, young lady, you, which have been sitting in that wheelchair with hepatitis for 11 years, you're going to get up out of that wheelchair and walk off. Do you hear me? She said, you do it. And I did it. And I said, now in the name of Jesus, rise and walk. And she jumped up out of that wheelchair and began to scream, my back don't hurt. I have no pain for the first time in 11 years. She sat there in that wheelchair for 11 years. Why? Because she didn't know that verse. What made the difference? People say, Thurman, you're crazy. Okay, maybe I am. Tell Jane that. That had that sickness. And she's here. She can confirm what I'm saying. She was sick 12 years with a heart problem. And she was sick 12 years with emphysema to the point that she had to retire early. Because as an RN, she couldn't work. I mean, if you got heart problems and you got emphysema so short of breath that you just run completely out of breath and you just have to sit down. How many of you know you can't work very hard when you're like that? See? What made the difference? She locked on to God's Word and believed it and received it and was instantly healed. Isn't God wonderful? He's awesome. But you got to know what's yours. Let's go on down here a little further in Matthew 8. Let's go on down to 28. And in the same chapter, verse 28, and when he was come to the other side into the country of the Gadarenes, there met him two possessed with devils, that should be demons, coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, the Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? So there are lots of things that we can learn from reading this scriptures. First of all, who do they recognize he is? He's the Son of God. That's who they recognize he is. And art thou come to torment us before the time? there means there is a time appointed when Satan is going to be tormented by God for what he's done to this earth. And there was a good way off from them, a herd of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, "If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine." And he said unto them, "Go." And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished into the waters. And they that kept them fled and went their ways into the city and told everything what had befallen to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. When they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coast. That never ceases to amaze me, that you got two men in your city or out living in the graveyard in your city, and you can't even chain them. You can't even put handcuffs on them. You can't contain them. No way they can break chains. What does that tell you about a man that's demon controlled? What kind of power do you have? If a demon manifests in you, what kind of power can that demon exercise through your physical body? Supernatural power. In fact, my nephew and I was one night with a group of people, and a demon, two demons manifest. One of them in a little bitty girl. I bet she didn't weigh 100 pounds. And this girl was right in front of me, and she literally, this young man that she was with, I don't know if it was her husband or her fiancé or who, boyfriend or what he was, but they were young, I'd say 20, 23, 4, 5 years old. And when this demon manifested in this young woman, she just crawled down like a snake and coiled up and right down in the pew, right between the chairs. And she, doing this. And this boy thought, what's going on? It scared him. He didn't have a clue what was going on. I knew exactly what was going on. So we reached down and picked up this little lady, and we handed her out to the end of the aisle, and we started through a deliverance with her, and a demon in a woman had probably weighed about 150, maybe somewhere in 150, 160. She was a little bit larger than this other little girl, well, considerably larger, at least 50 or 60 pounds heavier, but she wasn't a great big woman by no means. She was sitting three rows behind me, and there was nobody between me and her, just empty seats. And all of a sudden, I heard the greatest commotion, and I turned around to look, and it was two, this woman had gone crazy. And it was two big men trying to hold her arms. And she was throwing them off like they were nothing. She probably weighed 150, they weighed 180 to 200 apiece. They couldn't hold her. They were trying to hold her down. She was just going crazy. And finally, one got a hold of each arm as tight as he could hold.
Stop right there on the teaching today. But we will take up tomorrow right there at the same place. I hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And ask for the teachings on the question and the answer. And if you want to go to our website, you can go to www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all the free teachings that you want. We have them there. Just remember, Jesus Christ is our King and our Lord, and He's a mighty God, and we love serving Him. If we can do anything to help you, just contact us. We'll be happy to pray for you or try anything to meet your needs.